Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Let's focus, because yeah. David Walrice, he's still with us. He's an assistant professor at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. And David, what do you think? Ballet and hip-hop? Yeah. Does that go together?
You know what? I think that, you know, last night there was the premiere performance of Big.
Oh, don't tell us everything yet. I just wanted you
We can hear some of it. We can hear some of it. Let's just hear that right
away. Yeah, we're
going
to hear some of it, but I was just wondering if he was going to give me a yes or no answer.
Oh, I can do that.
Yes or no? Did they go together? Ballet and hip-hop?
That's hard now that you say it. I'd say yes. They pulled it off.
The performance is called Big, and it brought ballet dancers and live music to center stage, specifically the music Grammy-winning, platinum-selling rapper Big Boy of the group OutKast.
I count it out loud.
93, 94, 95, 96.
Plus a dime, still that five. Hot like the perm on the back of your neck. Left it in too long, now you got cabbage patch. Silky.
I love dance on the radio. Yeah. I mean, I can imagine a dance, David. But what was the dance that went to that?
Well, you know, it was kind of a combination. There really was, you know, there were a lot of pirouettes, but there was, of course, a lot of pop locking too. And I think that's what the
pop.
Two...
What did you say? You said pop what?
Pop locking.
Can you explain that for those people who may not be familiar with that term?
That's gyrating your body in very deliberate pop locking tones. I think Michael Jackson kind of brought it to the forefront with his Thriller album, and the Moonwalk is part of that. So there was a lot of ballet, obviously, and pirouettes, but there was pop locking. So there was it was kind of like a cultural mashup with respect to dance and everything else that kind of went with the night.
You're a professor at Morehouse College in Atlanta. Did any of your students attend? Was there a sense that this had a lot of buzz associated with it, or is this a desperate attempt by the ballet to kind of make itself relevant?
Or hip-hop, for that matter.
You know, I do think that a few of my students were there, and I do think that it was... I think there was buzz associated with it. People were really excited about it. They've talked about it since it was kind of announced last year in preparation. Big Boy, or Antoine Patton, is, of course, a big deal here in Atlanta. So hearing him getting ready to team up with the Atlanta Ballet was a big deal, and is something that folks definitely came out for last night.
John brings up a really good point, which is who needs this more, ballet or hip-hop? Because I'm looking at some numbers. Hip-hop has been down in CD sales, 21%. And you also have the ballet, which is struggling to ignite new loyalists. I mean, I think they're you're their target audience, right? I mean, you're not a guy who has annual tickets to the ballet.
I am not. I would say that if I were kind of to place all the cards on the table, I would say that the ballet would need it a little bit more, just because of the fact that I think hip-hop culture has kind of firmly placed itself within larger popular culture, where ballet is kind of more elitist, quite frankly. And so they are looking for new loyalists, and I think that they made a good first step last night.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, it's great to follow. The Metropolitan Opera here in New York has made some great strides using HDTV and sort of remote broadcasts. I think ballets have similar challenges. This thing at the stage at the Fox Theater in Atlanta sounded like a very, very interesting piece of struggling to figure out where these artistic genres go in the 21st century. David Walrice, thanks for joining us.